Did you catch Damon and Molly this week?
Hello and welcome to the latest episode of the Damon and Molly podcast, bringing all the best bits of this week together. Molly, we're aiming today to do the world's shortest podcast intro.
All right.
Enjoy.
Here's the potty. You, Damon Adams, are a little bit disrespectful.
I mean, there's so many things you could say about this. I'm not sure where you're going to go.
We were liaising back and forth with someone over email yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I looked at the email and I saw who was involved because I just wanted to make sure that all of us were in the loop here, like the promoter, you and me.
And it's just because I had everyone in like the two column and then you were in the like the CC column and I'll put you on that next level down.
Oh, trying to demote me as usual. No, it's because...
Just a tiny power play.
The way that you've obviously got your phone set up is it links your phone contacts with their email. Now, you have got me in your phone.
Yes, I do.
As Molly with the vomit emoji.
That's exactly how you listen. In fact, it's funny every time that I've got my headphones in because Siri will jump in and be like, Molly, disgusted face, vomit emoji every time. Great.
One of my ex-boyfriends used to have me as obviously my name and then like the little yoga girl. Mm-hmm. And it was Molly, medium brown, meditating woman or something like, you know, the lady who's got her legs crossed and the little...
Yeah.
Yeah, so funny. How did I go from that to disgusted face? I don't know.
No, we actually discussed this on the show months ago where you, throughout your phone contacts, had given everyone an emoji.
Mm.
Now, you allowed me to pick my emoji when I gave you the same option. You were just like, I'll just choose something.
That's not at all what happened. I put you in my phone as a koala, so it's just Damon, koala emoji, because the koala is the most useless animal.
That's right. And I thought I'm going to pay that back in turn.
But the great part about all of this is that the way that your phone is set up, you're now interacting with these clients with, you know, seemingly professional emails with Molly vomit emoji at the top of it.
I'm comfortable with it.
I don't think I am.
Well, what would you like me to change it to?
Look,
now's your chance.
Well, it's a big decision to make on the fly. I would like some sort of animal, maybe an animal that you feel embodies me.
So we
can have animal and animal. Like you're a koala in my phone, I can be an animal in yours.
I'll have a scan through, see what I can come up with.
Okay.
Hey, at the moment, Molly, my wife, who is a teacher, in fact, everyone in her profession are deep into report writing time.
Mm.
It's that time of term two where you're doing your semester reports. You know, it's like week seven, week eight right now. And teachers have been spending a lot of nights, a lot of weekends, you know, diligently working away at making sure that all of their assessments are done and ready to send out at the end of the term.
Mm-hmm.
I have a little bit of guilt because I used to do this. I wrote many a report back in the day and used to be the case that at home, you know, Lauren and I would be writing them at the same time. We'd be in the trenches together. But now, you know, my life is scanning websites and watching TV shows so I can jump back.
Sending me voice memos at 4 o'clock in the morning.
And to talk about something on the air. So it seems a little bit more fun than writing reports. So I thought, how do I balance this ledger? What can I do to show her a little bit of love and support? Maybe I should be writing some reports, but who would I assess? Who would I turn the spotlight onto to write an assessment about? And I thought, why not my good mates here at Power FM?
Okay, go on then.
Including Molly Rose. But okay. I thought, instead of just writing about you now, I would give you a sporting chance. Question without notice.
Okay.
That was a hefty eye roll. Don't worry, I'll put that in your assessment later. Sassy.
Well, that's the truth.
Is there anything that you think I should be assessing you on? Like microphone skills, talking to people, getting celebrity guests?
Well, you're the teacher. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't know how to structure a report. So I'd imagine that would be on you to allocate those things.
Yeah, because, I mean, traditionally in a written report at this time of year, you get like an English comment, a mathematics comment, and a general comment, including attitudes. I was thinking maybe if we did attitudes and a general comment, we could probably leave it there.
Okay. Have you got it prepared?
No, nothing yet. I just wanted to warn you that this was coming.
Oh.
To be on your best behaviour, because as I always said to my students, I'm writing your reports right now. If you are going to behave poorly, that is going to reflect.
So the reports go home to the kids. Does that mean that, to the parents, sorry, will my mum be getting this report then? Are you going to send it directly to Sue and my dad, Grant?
I will read it on air for everyone because you're all part of our family, but I will also send them a written report, G and Sue.
Good, I look forward to it. If you would like a cheap thrill.
Love a cheap thrill. What are we talking?
I've got the recipe. Because you know when you think you need something to spice life up, but you're not ready for a tattoo? You're not ready to skydive?
Can I be clear here that in terms of spicy things that are cheap, 2 minute noodles do not count and I don't want to know about them.
Okay, well that's not it. What you need to do, boys and girls, is hop into your car with the petrol light on.
Oh yeah.
You hop in there. And you decide to take yourself the back roads, right on through the Adelaide Hills in the pitch black. And it'd be really good if you could forget your glasses. You know you need them to see at night, but you're going to leave them behind because that's going to add safety that we don't want on this thrill.
So a moving missile in the Adelaide Hills with blurry vision and possibly could stop at any time.
Yeah. And then what you want to do is just add a drizzle of rain. That could really make you feel that heart rate just increase that little bit more. And then what's going to happen is you're going to get towards Crafers and you're going to go, I know there's a petrol station there. The thrill is nearly over. And then you're going to get that twist in the story where that petrol station is closed.
Inexplicably closed.
Then you're going to think to yourself, oh my God, how close is Stirling? And you're going to have 30 seconds of pure horror where the line on your petrol gauge is so far to the end that you think, am I going to have to call someone here? And then it's all going to be okay in that heart, right? It's just going to drop subtly. And that's the end of the ride.
Living on the edge. I mean, difficult for everyone to recreate on like a regular basis.
Oh, you could make it happen. That was just a special edition adventure that I created and tested out last night for you all. Turns out it works very well.
Molly, there comes a point in every long-term relationship, particularly when you're married, when packages turn up at your house and you don't know what they are. When the partner has done some shopping and you're not completely across what has gone down.
That still happens when you're single. You think, when did I order that?
I arrived though last night and in front of the front door was a pretty gigantic bag. And I was, what the hell?
A bag?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I realised that Lauren and I had a discussion like last week when she said, oh, we might not have talked about this, but I've ordered some hoodies. Now, hoodies, if you're not across it, are the... Oh, and these guys are all over social media. The Australian company...
South Australian company.
Which is kind of like a mix of a hoodie and a blanket.
Mm.
They're giant. They're just about like lazing around the house, keeping super comfortable. Now, these arrived yesterday. When Lauren got home, the kids were excited. Lauren opened it up. One gets handed to Riley. One gets handed to Hazel. Lauren has hers. And none for Damon.
What? Are you joking?
No, I'm not joking. Now, it's...
Why was there none for you?
Well, it's okay in the sense that I think if Lauren a couple of weeks back had asked me, Damon, would you like me to buy you an hoodie? I probably would have said no. Like, I run pretty warm, and I think just wearing a giant hooded blanket would probably lead me to overheating.
Yeah, but what's going to happen when you have family movie nights now? You're going to be the only one. Don't tell me they're matching designs.
Well, Hazel gets one with unicorns on it.
Yep.
Lauren opens hers up and it's got unicorns on it. So they're matching. Riley gets pizza on his and Damon is just wearing his normal clothes.
Damon, that's a bit upsetting.
It's okay. There's blankets in the house and they're all mine now, so I'll just cover myself in those.
I need to see a photo of everyone in their hoodies and you just with
my sad face.
A sad grey blanket in the corner. Last night, my mum came over for a sleepover.
Mum.
It's what we love to do.
Love Mummy Sue.
Yeah, and we thought we would go out for dinner, but due to the hours we work, I get hungry quite early. Yeah, honestly, Damon, it was around 4:30.
Is there any seniors' dinners in the Adelaide Hills?
Turns out no. But my local Indian restaurant in Mount Barker opened at 5.
That's pretty good.
So Mum and
get in there, order that main at 5:01.
Well, Damon, what happened is we waited in the car park out the front until 5:02.
No, that's 120 seconds of your life you'll never get back.
We walked in, we sat down, he went to give us a menu, and we were like, no, no.
We know what we want.
We know exactly what we want.
Had to use that time to scan the menu on your phone? Great.
Of course. And so we ordered our dinner at like 5:03 yesterday.
No one else in the restaurant, I'm figuring.
No one else. It was like a private sitting. Beautiful.
How quickly did they get your food out?
Pretty quick, I reckon 5:10.
Wow.
Yeah, stunning. And they even gave me butter chicken sauce without the meat. How nice.
What time do you reckon you got out of the restaurant? Like you got in, you've ordered, you've gone through your entire eating of the meal, you're out.
It had just gone dark around that time. And I was...
Time for bed.
Seriously, you think this is a joke, Damon? You keep ruining all my punchlines. But I literally crawled into bed last night at 7:00 and I was out like a light by 7:30.
Oh, I'm going to start calling you Nana Molly soon.
It's a good life I live. Listen, off the air, Damon, you were just telling me that you would like to share a special song that you've written for everyone this morning.
Now, Molly, we both know that Power FM's live and local is something we love to celebrate on a Friday morning. Last weekend, we had blues musician Matt Hawkins in, who did a wonderful job. We don't have a booked guest in today.
Well, no, we didn't until you revealed this information to me off the air about 30 seconds ago.
I love that I said, I have an idea for this, and you've just got in there right from the get-go. I said, I've got a song. If you want to be the musical act on our show, a local music act that we can celebrate, that we can tell people where they can stream you, where you're performing, head to Power FM SA. You're nodding at me. PowerFMSA.com.au to register your details. Also, send a little bit of a demo through. We'd love to hear from you.
And Damon, we would love to hear from you with your demo. So whenever you're ready. Whenever you're ready.
Like, do you want an original or a cover?
Maybe an original would be good.
Okay, you know that jingle that I've been riffing on this morning, like things Molly doesn't care about? Do you know that I've written that into an entire song?
Oh, perfect.
Okay, here we go. There are things that Molly doesn't care about. Tubes and football and specifically the port. I don't know. No one needs to hear this. I'm sorry. I'm still working on my song. I only just got a couple of sentences into it. Of course, the song is Things That Molly Doesn't Care About. I mentioned tubes, which are coming back, everyone, next month. I mentioned footy. Any other things I could add? I need to flesh out the second verse.
The Simpsons. I don't really care about that show.
Okay. Good.
Maths.
Maths as in like the subject at school?
Yeah, couldn't care less about that. Armadillos, they're gross.
What?
They are.
I thought you loved all things animals.
No, when have I ever said that? As a child, I had a National Geographic book. And the National Geographic book had like 100 different animals in it, and it had like their habitat and like,
yeah,
you know, whether they're endangered or not, where they live, blah blah blah. I made my dad take out the armadillo page and put it in the fire because I was so terrified of it.
Damon and Molly, joined by our wonderful newsreader in green today, Molly. Jenny Lenman, good morning.
Hello.
Hi, Jenny.
Are you a little bit green yourself?
I just think green's a great colour. It's vibrant, it's fun, heart chakra, you know, it's all happening.
Jenny, I just don't want you to be swept away with compliments as you come in here this morning.
Oh, I'm happy with it.
impartiality is most important when you are running any type of competition.
Right. Yes, sir. All right.
Since you've been working with me, Jenny, do you feel like your confidence overall has just skyrocketed?
Absolutely.
It should have, particularly if you listen to our show during it. I know you're busy with the news, but man, compliment city.
Oh, compliments are like my currency, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My big thing, I know that we're meant to play a game here, but is telling people what you think. Like if I go to the fish and chip shop and I think, oh, that young lass has beautiful eyes, I will say it every time. Even if it's a bit weird, I think that's going to make them feel good. Uh-huh. And I'm thinking it. I might as well just say it.
That's lovely. Not everyone could get away with that, though. Could be super creepy, depending on who you are.
That's true.
And the situation.
Do you know that good people don't always win games? And that's what I'm hoping to demonstrate today. We're playing lyrical headlines. Jenny, how does the game work?
Okay, so what I'm going to do is, in my newsiest newsreader voice, I'm going to read some lyrics to a song that you guys play already on Para FM.
Okay.
So
okay.
It should be in your psyche already. Just try to think. Open up that brain. and tell us the name of the band and the name of the song. Mm-hmm. If you can get both, you can just do one for 1 point or two for 2 points. But the important bit is that you've got to buzz in first.
Molly.
Yeah. Molly. Sorry.
Damon, with your name. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Bit of light scalding. Let's play.
All right, here we go. And just so we know, it's Even Stevens.
That's right.
So
3 points each.
3 points each. All right. In today's news, there's a culture everywhere. Smoke clouds hang in the air. So loud, I can hear you talk. You and I should take a walk downtown. Straight down, downtown, straight down. The argument over God continues in this house. All of us stand and point our fingers at the ground.
Man,
I
felt like I had a good run on it with the first couple of lyrics, then I got completely lost. There's a culture everywhere, grey clouds hang in the air. So, like, they were the first couple of lyrics. Oh.
Whew. Will I know this song, Jenny?
Yeah, you hear it all the time.
Oh, okay.
Bit of an oldie. Well, not too old.
No, I'm going to buzz this out. I'm buzzing this out. What have we got?
Black fingernails, red wine.
Oh, Eskimo Joe.
Eskimo Joe.
I only know
gray
black
cloud,
fingernails.
Hugging the air. There was a no, I've got it now.
Yeah.
Damn. Gotta go straight down.
I chose the trickiest lyrics. Sorry, guys.
Whoa. Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, we're a band now.
All right. Number two. In today's news, I wish someone would have told me this darkness comes and goes. People will pretend, but baby girl, nobody knows. And even I can't teach you how to fly, but I can show you how to live like your life is on the line. You throw your head back and you spit in the wind.
Damon, it's Pink's new song, All I Know So Far.
You got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Molly, a lot of silence going on over there.
So one to Damon.
I don't
know
what it is. I just become mesmerised with the actual meaning of
the
words.
It's hypnotic.
And, yeah. You hear them like you never have. Maybe this could be a side gig for you, Jenny.
Thanks,
slam
Molly.
Poetry or something.
Spoken word songs with Jenny Lemon.
I'd like to think if I was actually reading, you know, poetry or a song that I would do it with a little bit more enthusiasm. And...
But this way it just feels like I believe everything you're saying.
Sure. All right. In today's news, how did our eyes get so red? And what the hell is on Joey's head? And this is where I grew up. I think the present owner fixed it up. I never knew we ever went without. The second floor is hard for sneaking out. And this is where I went to school. Most of the time had better things to do. Criminal record says I broke in twice. I must have done it half a dozen times. I wonder if it's too late. Should I go back and try to graduate?
Oh, my God.
And I've got to say, you guys...
Damon, I'm already going to ding myself. It's Nickelback Photograph.
You got
it. I'll ding myself already. I figured it out. Oh, God, I did it in the wrong order. That's the problem when you touch the buttons. And what the hell is on Joey's... I had that Joey's head thing stuck in my... It's Nickelback's Photograph.
Look at this photograph. There you go.
Simply the best Chad Kroeger impersonation I've ever heard.
I just love that you dinged yourself before you even said your name.
Oh, that's confidence.
Damon's in charge of the panel. All right. So 2-0. You got this, Molly. Come on, Molly.
What's going on?
Come on, Molly.
4-0. 4-0. Come on.
You got this. In today's news, you'll say we've got nothing in common, no common ground to start from, and we're falling apart. You'll say the world has come between us, our lives have come between us. Still, I know you just don't care.
I don't know.
What's wrong with me? No, I know the song. Loads have come between.
Can you give us more?
All right, one more bit. Mm-hmm. Different lyrics. Here we go.
Okay.
In today's news, she said, "I think I remember the film, and as I recall, I think we both kind of liked it." And I said,
Damon, it's Deeply Something Breakfast at Tiffany's.
I don't know that. That's not my gen.
That's enough. That's 6-0.
What is wrong? Oh, but well done, Damon. That was good.
Thank you. You have got into song block the last 2 weeks. You have not got one right in a fortnight.
Do you want me to dress more poorly?
Coming into the potato sack, she might perform.
The minute Jenny's in here, I'm just like a little mouse.
Jenny, once again, a stellar effort. Molly, you've got to pick up your game next week. You've made it. You made it to this point of the podcast. Round of applause. Well done. You've sorted your way through, particularly with the singing stuff. I mean, that was a hurdle to get over for us all.
Your singing career is not that promising, is it?
Well, you gave me a task without notice. Well, what I did particularly like, a little bit of behind the scenes with that singing one, before we did that break on the radio, we basically looked at each other and said, I've got an idea.
What was your idea?
To make you do exactly what you made
me
do.
I had a feeling.
You jumped straight in there. And because you were first, well done.
Thank you.
Win.
It was very enjoyable to listen back to you. I like that. Younger, you know that show?
On Stan?
Yeah. Apparently, season finale last night. I haven't seen it yet.
Now, we've lost the timeline of when this episode is, because who knows when people are listening to this podcast?
Okay, so we're recording this on Friday, June 11th at 9:32 in the morning. So last night being
dated.
Thursday the 10th of June.
Last episode of the show?
Yeah, and I started watching that show when I was in Port Augusta. Up there for my last radio gig, and I had no friends. And I thought, if I start watching a series, maybe I'll have something to look forward to on the weekends.
And now, all these time later, still no friends?
Oh, well, I've moved again, and I never thought I would. And I'm living in the Adelaide Hills now, as a lot of the listeners already know. And I mean, I'm from this area, so I have my friends that I went to high school with and whatever, and family, which is nice. But it's just weird when you watch a show over a period of your life and then it comes to an end and you just think, oh, what do I do now?
I hear what this is.
What?
It's a cry for help. If you would like to apply to be Molly's friend, send us a message through our Power FM SA Facebook page. We are taking applications. Tell us a little bit about yourself. What are your characteristics? What do you like? What don't you like? We'll see how you gel with Molly on a purely friendship sense and then set you up. Great. Love it. I heard you cry for help. I'm here to help you.
I actually don't mind that. Should we do that on air next week?
Well, we've done it on the podcast. We'll do it on air as well.
Yeah, that's. I actually would love some new friends, so that's a really good idea.
Molly's friendship group. It's about to grow. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Hit subscribe. Search Damon and Molly. All our artist interviews are there as well. We had Human Nature. And definitely check out the Liam McBean podcast from earlier in the week. Really special chat.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Thank you so much for listening this far. If you've made it, I feel deeply about you.
Mwah.
Bye.